Well, this morning we have Steve Dobo with us, and Steve is the assistant food manager in the kitchen. And Steve, number one, we're very glad you're a part of the program today.
Thank you very much.
Now, Steve, you started here how many years ago?
Actually, I think it is 7 years today, actually.
That's incredible. I mean, I remember when you got hired in. You know, when I talk about your title, people might say, what does Steve do in the kitchen when it says assistant food manager? But you wear a lot of hats. So let's talk a little bit about what you do. And then we're also going to talk about some of the new things God's going to be doing here in the near future. So why don't you talk a little bit about some of your responsibilities in the kitchen?
So Jonelle is our food service manager. So when she is off, I'm in charge with all decision making, meal planning, making sure just everything that is going on in the kitchen is running well and smoothly and that we're hitting all our deadlines. Helping volunteers get set up in the morning. We have so many wonderful volunteers that come in. And from about 9 to 12 in the morning, they help us process different produce items or any meal prep we need done for that evening or other evenings throughout the week. And they just help set us up very nicely so that the actual days we're cooking aren't so hectic. But yeah, other than that, I fill in also like when we lose a person or if somebody's off, I try to just kind of slide in and help out there. So I'll receive donations, help out on the dock, also doing some ordering during the week, trying to manage the kitchen as best as possible, and then doing other things with some different partners we have locally throughout the week as well.
So when you hired in, you were not the assistant food manager. You actually hired in at what position?
I was the inventory control clerk.
Which is very important because you are constantly taking things from one building to the other building and then bringing them back over to the kitchen. And so there's a lot that goes on. Donations coming in, you kind of overseeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you also did inventory for Jonelle. When she would maybe ask you, you know, what do we have across the street? That was part of...
Yeah, so I'm still kind of doing that. We did just hire in Dave Kircher. He is officially our inventory control clerk, but we're still in the phase of transitioning him over to that, to ordering, keeping track of stock. So I'm trying to just be with him each day and work one-on-one and saying, hey, this is how I would handle this. And we do our best to just keep our eyes on both buildings and see what's going on and see what we have need of, or hey... You know, we have tons of corn. We don't need to order any corn this week. So that helps out also when we get donations. People might not know, but when we get donations, we don't have to order those items. So the donations really help our budget every year just, you know, with our day-to-day activities we need to handle.
So I say this with a little smile on my face because most of the time when I ask the departments this question, is there ever a normal day? Which, you know, sometimes if you're a planner, sometimes... Yeah. That can be tough. Is that correct?
Yeah. So definitely we have our own way of doing things, our routines in the kitchen. So on a good day, those routines work out well. But other days, you know, you never know when a donation is going to come in and you have to run and stop and go across the street, come back, make sure everything's okay. Or, so we have lots of moments where we have what we would like to do that day, but occasionally, you know, like this morning, we just got a whole bunch of breakfast items. So we have to stop and say, even if we had plans for tomorrow's breakfast,
yes.
If something else comes in that we have to use quicker or sooner, we just, you know, we have an eraser. So we erase that out of the menu, put the new items in that need to be used quicker.
Yeah.
So there's many days like that, which is also a good thing that you never know what each day is going to be. So there's not a whole lot of monotony at the Haven.
Yes.
Every day is definitely different. And, you know, never knowing when a donation is going to come in or just different things that happen throughout the day. So
now you also cook a little bit too. Now, it's not your main job, but you do.
Yep.
Did you know how to cook when you came in in large volume?
No, not in large volume. Just enough for my family of four and myself before that. That was all I said. And when they asked me in the interview, they were like, hey, have you ever cooked for a large quantity? And I said, absolutely not. So I have definitely grown in that way. And I went from having people, you know, she would pair me with somebody on the weekends to make sure I knew what I had to do. And now, you know, I used to call Jonelle on the weekends and ask her questions. And pretty much for the most part, now I know what I'm doing and can handle these kind of quantities and things like that.
And you guys usually, if it's a weekend that you're doing the cooking, which I think sometimes that is, usually there's a planned there is a sometimes or most of the time a planned menu for the weekend, because the crew's not as big and it's stuff that you can probably handle as you prep and get everything, all the meals ready for our guest.
Yeah, exactly. We have one person placed on the weekend, so that person is pretty much doing everything there. Mm-hmm. If there are donations, they take it in, but we don't have as high of a volume. We have trucks that go out during the week from Monday to Thursday. So if that person was alone on those kind of days, that'd be kind of rough. But on the weekend, it's definitely lower pace, so you can kind of do both of those things. But yeah, one person each day from 9 to 5.
And I know there's a lot of ministry that goes on in the kitchen. And the reason why I say that is we have wonderful volunteers coming in. You guys work side by side with them. And then you also have a lot of our guys on the program working in the kitchen and doing just many different things. So the ministry opportunity is very great as well in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely. We're rubbing shoulders every day with different people on the program, and it definitely, you know, if we want to stop and pray for someone, thankfully at our place here, we're allowed to do that and stop and pray for somebody. And it leaves for opportunities for one-on-one conversation, and just maybe just something spur of the moment comes up and we can stop, talk to that person. Maybe they're having an issue, or if they're, you know, they look sad, we can say, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? And so that's one of the biggest things I love about working here, is just having those one-on-one opportunities with people. And, you know, occasionally sitting with people during lunch and just being somebody that can be an ear for somebody that might be going through something is an awesome thing here.
And, you know, as we talk a little bit about that one-on-one, you are slowly moving into a transition period where you will be eventually stepping out of the kitchen and taking on a full-time position in the men's division. Why don't you talk about a little bit about what that position is, and then we can talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, so I recently just took on the residential manager position. So jumping out of managing food service into managing the resident men that we have here on our program that are staying here long-term from about 9 months to a year or so. So I'll be working, instead of downstairs, I'll be working upstairs. And so I'll be with the men, dealing with them with just day-to-day issues that are going on, making sure they have their medicine, setting up appointments with them, or making sure that all their needs are met throughout the day. Also being like a supervisory role and helping the guys. I'm pretty sure I'll be working with their work therapy assignments and, you know, assigning guys to different positions around the mission, but also overseeing, making sure that they're doing everything the right way.
Yes. And that Jesse Slayball used to oversee that. So Jesse is kind of working closely with you as this transition happens. So you're not there every single day, but you're there a couple days a week. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is have a couple days each week where perhaps in the afternoon I'll get with Jesse or Jason Hubbard and be able to just kind of shadow them, ask questions, and them kind of show me just how the different protocols work upstairs and what I'll be dealing with day to day.
Yeah. And you've always had a heart to work with men. You know, since you've been here, I've seen you, you know, at lunchtime, sitting down with guys and talking to them, mm-hmm. building trust, which is huge.
Yeah.
So you've always had a heart to work with the men.
Yeah, I have. And I had a really good mentor in my life that I definitely think I wouldn't be here talking right now if it wasn't for his influence. So my goal is just to be a faithful link in the chain of other men that have invested in me, and I want to do the same thing for the men here on this program that I get to deal with day to day. So I definitely have a heart for that. I love working one-on-one with men. I love just being able to pour into someone else's life and invest in them and just see how that investment takes place, you know, as they grow and as they mature. And just being able to be a part of that process, I know of no greater joy to see someone's life change, and that you could play a part in God's role of helping, you know, bring change in their life is awesome.
Well, I know residential manager, it's a lot of responsibility. You mentioned many things. There will be counseling, job assignments, appointments, scheduling. If somebody knocks on your door and you're busy, you know how that mm-hmm. is, Steve. You know, can I talk to you for a minute? You'll be working with a great team in the men's division. Let me ask you, in regards to the ministry of the residential program and the kitchen, do you see a lot of differences or do you kind of see a lot of overlap? Because you're working in the kitchen, you're still working with a lot of...
Right. Yeah, I think the only difference would be maybe in men's division, they have a little bit more time to do like long-term conversations and things like that. Sometimes we can do that, but because there's so much going on in the kitchen, some days it's harder to stop and just talk with people. But we still get those interactions and we still have people that are responsible to us, like our kitchen assistants.
Yes.
And people, you know, washing dishes and whatnot in the back. And those are the guys that we get to interact with more because they're actually working in our department. And that's very rewarding to be around them.
Yes. And you have some really some good background from schooling. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the schooling that you're bringing into the program here for the resident manager position?
Yeah. So one of the things also I was looking forward to doing was teaching. So I am currently an adjunct professor at Grace Christian University, mm-hmm. and I teach online Bible theology. So I went to school for Bible theology at Malone University. So I have a bachelor's in Bible theology from there, and then I have a master's of theological studies. Because I liked Malone so much, I went back a second time to get that degree. So.
Yes. Yeah, Malone's a wonderful school. We've had several people that have come out of Malone University mm-hmm. that have worked here and are still working here, or maybe they've retired and were a part of the Haven of Rest Ministries. Now, let me ask you, has this transition started or will it take place here in the near future?
It has technically started. We do have some things going on this week because we're preparing for a big remodeling in the kitchen. So this week may not work for doing lots of shadowing just because I want to make sure everything's good to go on our end in the food service. But going forward, my goal is to spend at least a few hours, you know, a couple days out of the week in the afternoons probably, just to start getting my feet wet, start asking questions, taking notes, things like that, just so I know what I have coming as soon as that transition takes place.
You know, Steve, you've been here for 7 years. Is there any stories or things that you have seen that have impacted your life? Maybe working with one of our guests, maybe working with one of our resident guys, maybe working mm-hmm. with a volunteer, and you've seen the Lord just really work things out in their life.
Yeah, probably the biggest thing that sticks out so far that I've been here that I remember often is that there was a gentleman that was here. I got to do some one-on-one mentoring with him. He said, hey, could we sit down and have some talks? And I said, sure. So we created a friendship, and then things went really well. He left here, actually started doing more things with working with the homeless and people, you know, with drug rehabilitation, and did well, got married, and he asked me to be his best man in his
wow.
wedding. So that's really one of the biggest highlights I have of working here, is just being able to see somebody come in with just no hope, not sure where their life is going, having no direction, and then all of a sudden they meet Jesus, their life gets turned around, and then they just succeed and do well. And he's actually expecting a baby too. So his family is
very nice.
Just starting, and that is just, I have no words to describe how awesome it is to just be a part of doing that in somebody's life and just having, whether it's a small or large role, but just having some part to play in helping somebody's life change around.
Yeah, to see someone's life change drastically. You know, there's a lot of stories here at the Haven of Rest where many of us have seen that. Sometimes it's nice that you've stayed in contact or were a part. Sometimes people will leave and we might not hear back from them for maybe 5-6 years, and then a note might be there and just to touch base and say we appreciate what the Haven has done for us, just want to let you know doing good, not using drugs anymore, mm-hmm. could be married, they're plugged into church, maybe they reunited with their family. There's just a lot of things that go on, and you can't put a price on that.
No.
And just so thankful that we're all a part of that. You know, Steve, as we close here, I would like to ask you just one more thing, and that would be, how can our listeners pray for you as you transition into, because you're really in two roles right now. Mm-hmm. I know you're working in the morning time in the kitchen, but then in the afternoon you're being trained for the residential manager position. How could our listeners pray for you?
Yeah, just pray that the Lord would just fill me with his strength and his Holy Spirit, just to do a good job. I really want to do a good job when I step into this role and just, you know, meet all the expectations, do well, exceed expectations, and just do a great job of being just the best residential manager that I can be. Also, just with the transition, too, that we are looking to fill some positions. So we do need a dock worker right now.
Yes.
That would also help ease the transition as well, to have at least two people that can do some heavy lifting in the kitchen.
Yes.
So praying for someone for that, but also just that the Lord would bless the transition, that I'd manage my time well also between the two departments. And yeah, that would be best. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting, as we close here, as the kitchen renovation's going on with all this new kit, all this new equipment coming in, Steve, you're going to miss some of that. You might not be a part of that eventually.
That's
here.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're excited to see what the Lord does here in your life. We're excited to see what He already has done. And I know men's division is very excited about this as well. And I just, like you said, we pray that the Lord would bless this and that you will see the fruit of it as you move into this position full time. So thank you for being a part of our program here this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.